Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Arm Holdings, the chip designer powering everything from smartphones to the latest AI breakthroughs. With the stock sitting around $213 after some wild post-earnings swings, there's a lot to unpack about where this company is headed. Let's get into the full analysis. Arm has been on a roller coaster lately. The latest quarter showed solid revenue growth and strong interest in its new data center CPUs, yet the stock dropped over 11% as investors worried about near-term smartphone weakness offsetting the AI hype. This tension between long-term AI potential and short-term cyclical pressures is exactly what we'll explore today. Arm's business model remains centered on licensing its CPU architectures to semiconductor companies and device makers rather than manufacturing chips itself. The company continues to expand beyond mobile into automotive, data centers, and AI infrastructure, with its latest AGI CPUs already generating over $2 billion in committed demand across fiscal 2027 and 2028. CEO Rene Haas has emphasized how these new designs position Arm to capture higher value opportunities while maintaining its royalty-based revenue engine. Breaking down the numbers, fiscal 2026 revenue reached $4.92 billion, up from $4.1 billion the prior year. Royalties contributed $2.17 billion, while license and other revenue added $1.84 billion. Geographically, the United States led with $1.72 billion, followed by China at $749 million and Taiwan at $629 million. This mix shows Arm's growing exposure to AI-driven data center demand even as smartphone cycles remain uneven. Earnings came in strong with net income of $904 million or 85 cents per share for fiscal 2026 compared to $792 million and 75 cents the year before. Operating income rose to $908 million, supported by robust gross margins near 95%. The beat on both top and bottom lines reflected continued licensing momentum and royalty growth from newer chip designs, though management flagged softer near-term smartphone trends that weighed on investor sentiment. On the earnings call, leadership highlighted record quarterly revenue of $983 million in the most recent period and stressed that AI-related CPU demand is real and accelerating. They pointed to expanding design wins across hyperscalers and noted that strategic investments in AI technology are already translating into higher royalty rates. The tone was confident on long-term growth drivers while acknowledging that smartphone market softness could create some lumpiness in the near term. Looking at the balance sheet, Arm holds $2.75 billion in cash against just $2.42 billion in total liabilities, giving it a current ratio above 5.9 and plenty of flexibility for continued R&D and potential acquisitions. Free cash flow came in at $979 million for the year, and the company carries minimal debt with a debt-to-equity ratio of only 0.05. These metrics underscore a fortress-like financial position that supports aggressive investment in next-generation architectures. At current levels, the stock trades at a forward PE around 63 for fiscal 2027, which compresses to the mid-30s by fiscal 2029 under current growth assumptions. While the multiple looks elevated compared to traditional semiconductor peers, it reflects Arm's asset-light model, high incremental margins, and exposure to secular AI tailwinds. Investors are essentially paying up for the possibility that data center CPUs become a meaningful new royalty stream over the next several years. On the strength side, Arm continues delivering record revenue and has locked in more than $2 billion in data center CPU demand. Its royalty model generates high margins and recurring revenue. Weaknesses include heavy reliance on cyclical smartphone and consumer markets for a large portion of royalties. Opportunities lie in automotive, AI infrastructure, and new CPU designs that could raise average royalty rates. Threats range from smartphone market softness to potential competition from custom silicon efforts by big customers and ongoing geopolitical tensions affecting licensing in China. Over the past year, the stock is down about 17% despite a 107% gain over 5 years. Recent performance shows a sharp post-earnings sell-off after an initial 13% after-hours pop, with the shares now testing support near $194. The broader semiconductor industry has been stronger on a one-year basis, suggesting Arm's move reflects company-specific concerns around near-term monetization rather than sector-wide weakness. Putting it all together, Arm remains one of the best ways to play the AI build-out through its licensing model. But the stock will likely stay volatile until smartphone demand stabilizes and data center royalty contributions become more visible. For long-term investors comfortable with the valuation, the combination of fortress balance sheet, rising royalty rates, and multi-year CPU commitments makes this a name worth watching closely. Thanks for tuning in. Drop your thoughts on Arm in the comments, and I'll see you in the next one.